Inspiring solutions to save America, one show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
They believe that they can destroy this bond that exists between you and Trump if they somehow make Trump look bad, make Trump look like a reprobate, embarrass you about Trump. They can't do it because you came before Trump. Desperately want Trump gone, and I know that they desperately want it codified that Trump cannot run again, because make no mistake, they remain scared to death of you, and they remain scared to death of Trump. Trump, 75 million, 80 million votes, and I'm going to tell you, you're not going anywhere. Even if Trump does, you're not. Which I think remains one of our big campaign strengths going forward. They can't separate you from Trump. And more importantly, they can't separate you from the ideas. They can't separate you from MAGA. They can't separate you from Make America Great Again.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back. Hour number three of the Wendy Bell Radio Program. We invite you. It sounds so nice, too. The Wendy Bell Radio Podcast. So we have a three-hour show. We cut it into three segments. Hour one, two, and three. Boil it down. All of the nuts and bolts you need. Super easy to get. Just go to wherever you get your favorite listening material, your favorite podcasts. Plug in Wendy Bell Radio and download us onto your phone. Give us a try. For a couple days, you'll be hooked. I guarantee it, okay? Well, I can't guarantee it, but I think you will be. I live in Pennsylvania. I am not a Pennsylvanian, though one would argue now it's been 25 years, so I guess we could say I am. I've lived here longer than I've lived anywhere in my life. And being a Californian, being educated in Colorado, master's degree in Missouri, first job in New York City, second job back in Missouri. I've been a couple places. I can say that Pennsylvania is a special kind of crazy. In terms of the running of it, some of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life. Hardworking. One of those towns where you can leave your house in the heart of the city, in Pittsburgh, where I am, and hit the highway, and in less than a half of an hour, be in the middle of rolling hillsides and grain silos and livestock and corn as far as the eye can see. It is beautiful. But the people who've run it for too long suck. They're not effective leaders. And there's way too much corruption. And it's super disappointing. And it is why, for many reasons, I call the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania the land before time. Because it is so archaic. If you're having a party and you're going to invite some guests over for adult beverages, you don't just go to the grocery store. No, no, no. In Pennsylvania, you've got to make multiple stops, right? If you want beer, well, there's one place to get that. A distributor. If you want to have wine or vodka, any kind of spirits, you've got to go to the state store for that. You got to make all these various stops because everybody's got their hand in the cookie jar and all of them make money. But it was something that the hopeful governor of this state said days before the 2020 election that stuck with me. His name is Josh Shapiro, and he fancies himself presidential material. Josh is an ipe of an individual, both physically and in my mind, I would say morally. I don't trust him. I don't think he's effective. And when he said, when all the votes are counted, Joe Biden is going to win, a few days before the 2020 election, Brock and I looked at each other and I was like, you know what? That doesn't feel right. It doesn't land well. almost as though he knew something strange was going to be going on. Look, we can all say we're not allowed to talk about 2020, and I'm not here to litigate what happened, what didn't happen. But crap happened. And that you and I aren't supposed to talk about it is a big issue in this country. So when I saw this headline, Pennsylvania partners with the Department of Homeland Security and CISA censors to target election speech it deems a threat. My senses got very weird again. So wait a minute, let me get this straight. Pennsylvania is going to partner with the Department of Homeland Security and CISA. These are the people who want to silence your constitutional right to say whatever the hell it is that you want to say. This is exactly what happened to Stephen Baker from The Blaze. Basically walked out in shackles because of what he said about his experiences on January 6th at the Capitol. This is what Pennsylvania wants to get in bed with? Of course it does, because it has a governor in Josh Shapiro who I believe is feeling a touch uncomfortable about the truth that is beginning to come out, because the truth is coming out, whether it's about the election, whether it's about COVID, whether it's about immigration, whether it's about spending, it's all coming out. And this is a mad rush to stop it. Here's your story. Democratic Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro announced that the state would partner with the state and federal agencies, including the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, to, quote, mitigate threats to elections, such as speech that it deems misinformation. Well, who the hell are you? Who the hell are you to tell us what's misinformation? Who made you the ruler of facts? Because when you do things like this, Josh Shapiro, you look as though you're nervous. You only silence people who speak the truth. You only go after, as fact checkers do, those of us who are sniffing around the truth and who are daring to share it. We are the threats in your eyes to democracy. Not your corruption, our finding out about it and speaking about it. So Shapiro created the Pennsylvania Election Threats Task Force that will, quote, coordinate plans to mitigate threats to the election process, protect voters from intimidation, and provide voters with accurate, trusted election information. This is code for, we're going to lie to you. We're going to continue to lie to you because that's all we know how to do. We're liars. Liars going to lie, and we're going to continue to lie. We know that you're onto our lies. And so people who start talking about our lies, we need to have an excuse. And the excuse is safety. Oh, we need to protect you. Oh, we need to make you safe. What is anybody out there who demands election integrity? How are they intimidating voters? How does saying, you know what, we should show ID? Oh, that's outrageous. Is it really? Or does that threaten your ability to cheat? When we say, hey, we like what North Dakota is doing, that whole you're going to vote in person on a paper ballot and the paper ballot's going to be checked by hand, I'm down with that. Because you know what it does? It carves out all of the potential for fraud. And all Josh Shapiro is doing here by teaming with the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is telling you, we're going to do it again. And we need to control every aspect of this election, including what you say about it, so that we can pull it off. Don't you see? I do. The state provided no public information about what the task force's collaboration with the Department of Homeland Security would look like. One can only imagine. Oh boy, partnering people like Josh Shapiro with Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, that's a winning combination. But after multiple inquiries, the Department of State revealed the partnership would likely include a collaboration with CISA, which falls under the Department of Homeland Security. The Department of State will continue to work closely with the United States Department of Homeland Security and its Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Blah, blah, blah. The information of the Election Threats Task Force will allow us to open lines of communication and share intelligence among the included government agencies. Hey, how about this? How about you government people get the hell out of the way and let us go vote for who we want? I don't need your oversight. I don't need your big Dominion boxes or ES&S machines. I don't need you being connected to the internet. I don't need your thumb drives. I don't need any of it. I need a piece of paper. I need plenty of people watching, especially those loading docks where those ballot drop box or the ballot drops come from in the wee hours of the night. That's what we need, Josh. Intelligence. Now, before I move off of this, I want to remind you, as Pennsylvania's governor says, it's going to be partnering with this cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency, which has a history of censoring election-related speech. This is the nerve center of the censorship efforts the federal government has weaponized against Americans and their free speech, including speech about election integrity. Shapiro also said part of the task force's mission is to, quote, combat misinformation. But CISA has used that term, misinformation, to smear wrongfully and to censor online speech before. So recognize the patterns. It's all about protecting you from some weird, unseeable evil, threats to democracy. To point fingers at the people who are done with the election machines and want to go back to the good old-fashioned way where we, the people, decide what people we want to represent us. And that, Mr. Shapiro, isn't going to work for you. Good luck, yo. Because we know exactly what you're all about. And that is why it's the land before time. Quick time out. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about this. Rejected at the box office. You know, if Bud Light didn't teach the movies anything, maybe this devastating data will. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. You know, I haven't been to the movies in a while. It's so darn expensive. Anything to do with a family of seven anymore is just punishing. But this is an interesting headline from Breitbart. As the audience rejection of woke Hollywood drops AMC theater stock 8%. Look, it might have started, not even started, because Colin Kaepernick did it for me. I was done with Nike. I was done with Starbucks. I was done with Patagonia. I was done with all sorts of companies. Long before Dylan Mulvaney ever sauntered onto the scene and Bud Light made its worst decision ever, losing, what, $1.4 billion last year? I'm going to go with that is a really big gamble and loss. That's not reading the room and listening to your people. That's called sucking. They sucked. And now AMC, hello, are you not paying attention? Movie directors out there. Do you not understand that the statute of limitations on crazy long ago expired and we're done? We're coming to take our country back. We're starting with our kids. We're starting with the messages we share with our kids. And if you want to inject woke garbage into Disney and other things, that's okay. I canceled them too. They suck as well. AMC, though, a little behind the eight ball, not paying attention, not reading the room. AMC Entertainment Holdings saw an 8% drop in its stock as audiences continue to reject Hollywood's woke left-wing garbage. Anything that needs to be thrust in the face and down the throats of the American people always is terrible. Right? They wanted to tell you it was safe and effective. Get it. 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 Then they crossed over into that desperate line. And you and I were like, say what? We haven't been pressured this much to take something that we know nothing about. And a lot of us were like, nah, I don't know about that. Well, same story here. Stop thrusting it into our lives. Here's the corporate media spin on this. AMC Entertainment slumped. Nearly 8% Thursday, as the movie industry continued to reel from the impact of twin Hollywood strikes, driving the theater chain to post a larger than expected quarterly loss. The strikes and the resulting lack of new content. Lack of new content. Forced studios to try other means such as concert-based movies to pull in revenue. Well, as is the case with most of what we're told by the corporate media, none of that happens to be true. We'll start with the stock price. AMC is difficult to gauge because of the insane meme stock movement that drove AMC stock into the stratosphere for a time in 2021. Stock, which is worth $4.33 a share today, rose to as high, $433, rose to as high as $522 in June of 2022. But historically, AMC stock has never crashed to where it landed over the past few months. Really, why would that be? Well, prior to the Hollywood woke craze that launched with the election of Donald Trump in 2017, AMC stock has been trading in the $110 to $300 range. That's not good. A year ago, the stock was worth $55. Since September, it has bottomed out to single digits. Today, it's worth less than $5. It's like Odyssey. The radio stations. Sorry if you had stock in that. Not worth crap now. But look, the bottom line is whether or not you're a numbers person, there is widespread family-driven repudiation that we should focus on color and sex and sexual orientation. And all of those messages. That's not what America wants. Do you know what the moviegoer wants? They want 2.5 hours to escape whatever's going on in their life. They want a story that touches them, that moves them, whether it moves them beyond those 2.5 hours or not. That's what they want. They don't need to be lectured. They don't want to be browbeaten. They don't want to be criticized. They don't want any of that. We want the underdog who gets beaten and kicked and abused. We want to watch the process where they train, where they get stronger, where they get ready for the next schoolyard brawl. And unbeknownst to the bully who's about to hit, they've been working out. And they hit first. That's what we want. We want heroes. We want reasons to smile again, not reasons to be angry. So AMC, you might want to get some Bud Light stocked in your stores, in your theaters, if you will. Sounds like you're going to need it to drown some worries. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Wendy Bell Radio program, I want to talk about this. It's not over, the gross government overreach you think it is. Amos Miller punches back. That's what I'm talking about. That's a movie I want to see next. There is, I would say, ample reason for us to rejoice. Because I see something coming that is exciting. And I've spoken to you multiple times on this program about the vibration I feel. And see, when we start to diagnose and we start to uncover the play, the plan, the guidebook, you can see from backwards to forwards what is coming, right? So let's take Donald Trump and all of this rabid desire to disqualify him. That's the end game. What do people on the left not want more than anything? They do not want Donald Trump reelected. Donald Trump's reelection effectively destroys everything that they've been trying to do, which is to stay in power forever, to rig the system so that that is possible, to silence, as Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is now trying to do, any dissension so that you are forced to listen to only one narrative. That's not American. So they start with that. We want to disqualify Donald Trump. We want to embarrass him. We want to make him a felon. We want to create something that slices through that connection between tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, of people and him. And if we shame him, if we embarrass him, if we bog him down in useless litigation, if we throw everything that we have at him, if we try to financially bankrupt him, if we create the narrative that he's a rapist, if we create the narrative that he is a racist, that he is an Islamophobe, that he is a homophobe, that he hates everybody who's not just like him. That's literally what they've tried to do. Then maybe, just maybe, we can accomplish our goals. And so every step, and they work backwards to where they are presently. How do we get there? How do we get to where we're going? Well, we'll plant this story. We'll do this. We'll create that. And hopefully, if the dots connect well, we'll accomplish our end goal. It hasn't worked. If anything, they've made Donald Trump, like I said earlier, a martyr. That he is the one man who is falling on the sword again and again and again and again and again, because they want to punish all of us for loving America. The same thing with this Amos Miller story, and it's being picked up nationally now, finally, and it should be. Look, I don't care what kind of human being Amos Miller is. I don't care if he's a wonderful guy, salt of the earth. I don't care if he's not. I care about the facts, and the facts in this story about an Amish farmer in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is that he has been harassed by the state for years because the state wants to control the food supply. That's the end game. They want control. Amos Miller, as an Amish man, repudiates that. No, I don't need your control. I don't want your control. I reject your control. In fact, our entire community is against your control. Leave us alone. Let us live our lives. We do just fine on our own. And they do. Why are the Amish happier? Why are they healthier? Why do they have better marriages? Why are their children better schooled, better educated, better prepared? Now, say what you will about the religious side of it. The Amish, like the Mennonite, like the Latter-day Saints, like Asians, there is something baked into the culture that is successful. It yields high-quality results. And what do people who are losers hate more than anything? They hate winners. Rather than looking at them and saying, huh, I wonder what they're doing. I wonder what's going on in that community, because for some reason, the Amish managed to hit herd immunity with, I don't even know, one death because of COVID. What did they do? Right? It would be like us looking at that gifted academy that my sons were blessed enough for a school year to be able to attend before, you know, budget cuts pulled it out of their grasp. We should be looking at these programs and saying, what is it about that particular program that produces high-performing, independent-thinking young men and women across all ages, groups, backgrounds, everything? What is it? Why don't we do that? See, that's not what they want to do. They want control. We want control. As long as we have control, we remain in power. We stay wealthy, right? We can continue all of the insider trading, all the sweetheart deals. We can enjoy all the perks and the benefits that come with this. And that is the antithesis of and arch nemesis of MAGA. MAGA is not me. MAGA is we. MAGA is not my individual success. MAGA is all boats rise. We don't have enough of that thinking in this country. And what did Donald Trump say when he was running in 2016, specifically to the black community? And I don't think, I think Ronald Reagan got the best black vote at 8% or something like that. And Trump got more than that. What did he say to them? What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? That was enough for enough people. And now what are you seeing? You're seeing this beautiful punch back. We heard it from Tony Bobulinski, going after Cassidy Hutchinson for lying in her book about him. Don't lie about me. You're not allowed to do that. There aren't two set of rules, depending on how you vote or who you're in bed with, Democrats or Republicans. That's not the way justice is. That's not equitable. Certainly not fair. And it ain't just. He's punching back. What is Amos Miller doing? He's punching back too. Headline, Epic Times. And in backstory, for those of you who have not heard about this, Amos Miller, farmer, they wanted him to inject his meats and such with antibiotics and hormones. That's what I understand. Going back years, he said, no, I grow my livestock. They range. They're on free range. They eat roots and nuts and berries and grass, and they're healthy. And our meat is healthy. And the raw dairy products that we make are healthy. And people depend on them. And they buy them. I have 4,000 individual people who are part of this buyer's club. And I provide the finest quality produce and meat and cheeses and dairy products that I can. And that made the Department of Agriculture angry because they want control. And so they went after him, and they raided his farm, and they shut it down. And they raided his cooler, and they shut it down, and they took samples, alleging that someone somewhere who might have had something of his, perhaps, but probably not, got something that was contaminated and died. Now, that's just part of the part of the story. And Amos Miller is fighting back now, like Tony Bobulinski. And it is awesome. An Amish farmer in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, embroiled in a lawsuit by the state's Department of Agriculture, claims the agency concealed results and falsified evidence in an attempt to run him out of business. That's all you need to say. All you need to say. I don't trust you anymore, big government. Don't roll in here and kick me out of my coolers. Don't kick me out of the polling place at 11 o'clock at night and put paper up on the wall, right? And say that there's some mishap, and we'll regroup at 8 in the morning, only for us to see video of you loading a bunch of ballots to the machines all night long. And then tell me that I'm not allowed to question it. Because that is crap. That's not American justice. That's not election integrity. Which is why Josh Shapiro needs to sign up with this stupid CISA group whose job is to censor your ability to think independently. They want you, hook, line, and sinker, in that clone trooper outfit, homing device activated, walking in line like everybody else, getting into that cattle chute. Independent thinkers are the biggest threat to this country. Amos Miller isn't sitting down. Don't come into my farm and present dubious evidence, which isn't evidence at all. How dare you? But you know who's also punching back? Black voters. Young voters. Voters who didn't go to college, but who've been out in the workforce busting their hump. Who understand economics. And they know that whoever that FICA person is, taking an awful lot of their pie. They're not stupid. It ain't flyover country. That is where the heartbeat of MAGA comes from. Get out of my life. Let me decide. This is huge. And it's not just black people. It's not just older men. It's not just younger men and Generation Z. It's not just those who only went to high school or barely completed if they did. It's waves of Americans who every day are treated to a smorgasbord if they haven't cut the cord or stopped their subscription of the pants on fire narrative that doesn't speak to their values. It is Hispanics. It's college students. All these people who've been promised the stars and back. We're going to eliminate your student loans, right? We're going to do all of these things for you, which are so great. You're not conning us. Because what you represent is antithetical to what making America great again means. And we want that back. All of us. want that back. Wait until you hear the video. I got a video to drop on you. You guys remember Trump Latinos? And this was like, oh my gosh, this was the beginning of a lot of these rappers and other musicians coming out of the woodwork and just saying what needs to be said. There's one side that's the right side because North is still North. New video from Trump Latinos just dropped, and we have it next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. About this time on the show yesterday, we had a clip of a woman, and she'd just taken her phone, turned it around on herself, and started talking. And then she was talking about, she's a black woman, and she's basically talking about the truth about welfare, the truth about Democrats and welfare, and about abortion. And the very real now spreading reality for these folks, particularly in the black community, as they're seeing themselves being displaced so that migrants can come in and have the services that they used to enjoy. And she was saying, you know, they want you on welfare. They want you needing a handout. They want you addicted. And they want to be your dealer, proverbially. Because there's power. It's the whole idea and the pushback I have against electric vehicles. Is there a time and a place for this technology if you want it, if it suits your lifestyle, if it suits where you live and how you get from place to place? Sure. But to roll something out as a mandatory makes the rest of us feel very uncomfortable, as though somebody wants to control our ability to be mobile, our freedom, physical freedom, by putting one single person in charge of a switch, a grid. Oh yeah, you're not doing what I want you to do? Say goodnight to your air conditioning. Say bye-bye to your electric car. We're turning off everything. There you go. People say, oh, that's crazy. Do you really think it's crazy? Of course not. Because we've gotten much better at seeing what's going on, hearing the lies about what's going on, and then seeing what this is a setup for. And you almost have to walk through your life like that. Like you're walking into an unfamiliar area. You get a weird vibe. It feels perhaps a little unsafe. You know you're carrying a weapon, and you're just keenly aware. You're aware wherever you go now. I'm aware of everything now. Because you can't afford to be asleep. You can't afford to be comfortable. I didn't feel like that with Donald Trump. Did you? No. I want you to hear the video, though, Trump Latinos. And I love when people come forward and they just are who they are and they embrace what they like. Go for it. I'm not going to criticize you. I'm going to enjoy you watching. I'm going to enjoy watching you enjoy yourself. And that is what the left hates. It is fun. MAGA represents fun. It represents winning. It represents success. It represents patriotism. It represents honor. It represents dignity. It's family. It's about loving God. It's about protecting your children and everybody else's. It's about what's doing what's right. Always. Always, especially when nobody's around, because it is your integrity and it's baked into who you are. But you know who watches? Your kids. I watch you like a hawk. That is better than any school. Trump Latinos with MAGA love, ladies and gentlemen. You deserve this. Enjoy.
Warm blood in the Middle East. Bring Trump back in 30 days, there'll be peace.
At night, we pray for you.
of America's first. All right? USA. 2024, yeah, you know, Joe and the whole, they gotta go.
I got love for the Patriots, loving me. Mega love, mega love. I got love for the Patriots, loving me. Mega love, ooh, 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 ooh.
Make America great, we bold and strong. Keep America great, we bold and strong.
I absolutely love that. Put it on a constant loop. You know what part of that just totally got me, though? I'm talking about Speaker Mike Johnson. Friends, people are paying attention. They know what's going on. They know what time it is. They know what's at stake. They know they've been lied to. And there's no denying it. There's no apparatus of cheat stronger than the love of this country. There is no censorship organization that can silence every single one of us. And we've already showed what happens when we join forces, individually maybe, but collectively, abso-freaking-lutely. We caused Bud Light to lose $1.4 billion. We caused AMC to lose 8% of their value. We caused CNN, anchors like Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer and Anderson Cooper and Chris Wallace to chew their fingernails because they see the writing on the wall. People aren't watching anymore. The money isn't coming in. The salaries have got to go. The cuts are going to come. This is why C-SPAN and the success of watching something that I would have made fun of 5 years ago, I can't get enough. Just show me. Put a camera on. Let me listen. Let me decide. Don't tell me what to hear. I want to hear it myself. That is the sound of the great American awakening, the great reclamation, the great do-over. And it's everywhere. That is the vibration, my friends. So enjoy it. Because it's just going to get stronger. I'm Wendy Bell. I'll see you next time, 21 hours away, for more on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. Peace.